All right, we're back for another episode of Profitable Audience. Today, we are going to address another common question that we get asked, which is, how much does it cost to start an online business? And where do you want to take this today, Tony? Are we going to just talk about blogging or podcasting, YouTube, everything?
I think we can sort of dip into all of them. I think that's one of the reasons why I love having an online business, because there isn't a lot of cost associated with to get started, so there's low risk. So I thought what would be fun, or maybe not fun, interesting, is if you and I talk about sort of the basic costs that you incur, and then we can talk about how we spend our money, which will be embarrassing for me, but that's okay. I'm willing to do it.
I don't think it's going to be embarrassing for you, because we're both cheap.
Yes.
I think that you're cheaper than I am, right?
Well, I think in life in general, I'm probably cheaper than you. But I think my tolerance for pain in building the business is lower than your tolerance for pain. So I will spend money before you will when it comes to online business expenses.
That's correct. The other factor is I actually enjoy, like, if I can save.
Pain. You enjoy pain.
It's not pain for me. It's fun. It's pain for you. Okay. All right. So I guess we'll start with blogging, I guess.
Yeah, the basics. I think let's start with creating a website, right? Because even if you're doing a podcast or a YouTube channel, you probably need a landing spot for people.
That's correct. I don't know how much you spent. I spent $7 when I first got started for my website.
So I made a critical error. So most people today, I think this is pretty common, they go with GoDaddy, right, to buy their domain name. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I just didn't know about GoDaddy back in the day, or if I just did maybe a Google search, and I actually bought my domain through Network Solutions, which they're still around. So I probably spent $14. So first mistake, mistake number one.
But did that come with hosting though?
It didn't, no. I think I signed up with HostGator maybe back in the day.
I was on HostGator. Actually, my wife quit her job, was on HostGator for the first
year. Because they were the cheapest. So you bought the domain. So today, let's just talk today's prices. Today, okay. A domain's $10.
Actually, today the domain is free. Like Bluehost is probably the cheapest way to get started. It's literally $2.95 a month, and they give you a domain for a year.
Right, which is where I feel like, oh, I didn't know about that, and it probably didn't exist back in the day. So today, some people have already bought their domain too, right? They had an idea several years ago, and they've kind of held on to the domain. If you're totally new and just getting started, you can actually get it all in a package from Bluehost, which is $2.95 if you pay for the year. And this is the catch that I think people need to know about, is when you go to sign up, you get your free domain, but then they're going to start to nickel and dime you, right? They're going to say, do you want privacy certificate? Do you want, to add this? And do you want us to add, every little thing under the sun that you absolutely do not need to get started blogging?
You couldn't think of any other the nickel and dimes, could
I
you?
Can't because I don't know what they do.
Okay.
And I've never purchased them. I'm sure you can give us a huge tutorial. But the bottom line to all of that is you don't need any of it. You just need the hosting and get your domain for free if you haven't already purchased it. We recommend Bluehost because I think they're probably the cheapest.
I think they're the cheapest, and they'll last you until you hit about 10,000 visits per month, probably.
Right. So we think it's a solid starting point. Obviously, there's a lot of other companies out there that have deals and plans. So obviously, do whatever works for you, but we recommend it because you get that free domain, and it's super, super cheap to get started. So that's the first expense you're looking at. What is it, $54 for the year to get started because you have to pay it up front?
$59.40, actually.
$59.40,
But if you sign up for 3 years, it's like $106, I think.
Right. Now, would you sign up for 3 years or would you go straight for the
year? I probably would not, because I'd be more ambitious because I think I'd outgrow it probably within a year or so. So I'd probably only sign up for 2 years max, I would say.
And don't get tricked, because a lot of people say, oh, well, they're not going to be able to meet your needs. It's not hard to switch hosts.
Yeah.
So start with the cheapest possible option that you can do just to get yourself started, and then you can always move in the future.
Yeah. I mean, to switch hosts, you just call your nearest Asian friend and have them do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, most hosting companies will help. Like the first time I switched from HostGator, I think, to Liquid. No, 1&1. They're not around anymore. And they did everything for me as part of switching. There wasn't any – they didn't charge me anything additional.
Yeah. I would never do that just because I'm anal, and they can screw things up without you even discovering until later.
They did screw things up, but It is possible to have it done, or you can figure. It's not hard to do on your own. So domain hosting, and then the next thing so WordPress is free.
WordPress is free, and so is the theme in theory.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for an upgraded theme, and both of us actually recommend not paying for a theme when you're first getting started, because you're going to make tweaks over time. So just pick one of the free ones. I don't even know how many free themes are in their repository.
I think they have tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should be able to find something that's adequate. So don't pay for a theme when you're first getting started, unless you just have your heart set on something. And then, I mean, in all honesty, that's it, except email marketing, which I do think is worth paying for from day one. Although most plans have a free tier. So when you don't have any subscribers, you're not paying anything anyway.
Right. That was my mistake. That was your mistake early on. Yep. And you might be thinking to yourself, why the heck should I pay for stuff when it's not making any money? But email is going to be the way that you make money.
And it's we talked about this in another episode of the podcast. It's the way that you get people to come back to your site. So even if you don't quite have a way to make money yet, you want to make sure you're getting those loyal readers.
Yeah. So if you're running a blog-based site or YouTube, podcast, whatever, we're recommending ConvertKit right now. And I think that runs you, $19.99 a month? I should check, actually, but something on that range. So it's not going to break your bank. That was actually my only expense, really, for the longest time.
So, I mean, in theory, you can have a business either making, because YouTube, we've already talked about this on another episode as well. You just need your phone, mm-hmm. really, when you're getting started. Podcasting, there is a few other little things that you need to do, which you can go over in a second. But basically, you're looking at maybe for $30 a month total when you sort of wrap in everything. You could start building your online business. I mean, think about that, $30 a month. What would you have to give up for $30 a month? Maybe half my family going to Chick-fil-A.
I was actually thinking that you could even go cheaper than that and just go with the $2.95 a month and go with like a MailChimp. Like, I really don't like MailChimp, but and I would never recommend it, but they do give you 2,000 subscribers for free.
Right. AWeber does too, right?
No, they don't. I don't think they ever have.
Oh, not anymore?
I don't think they ever have, unless they...
Oh, really? I thought they did like 500 or something.
No, AWeber was... Here's why I started with MailChimp a long time ago, which ended up being a huge mistake. I don't know if you guys want to know about that, but what ended up happening is I went with MailChimp because it was free. I did not go with AWeber because I think they charge you like $1 for the first month, and then they start charging you, right? Like they make you
okay. No, I
they
think
make you,
you
pay
right.
money
yeah.
basically just to start. It's a very small token amount, but you know me, that one small token amount actually prevented me from signing up for them. I learned the hard way, and then I eventually used AWeber for a while actually before I switched.
I remember that. Well, I think when I met you, you were using AWeber.
I was actually when we met, I was using AWeber. I was actually very happy with them for a long time.
Yeah, and they do a really adequate job. I'm not a huge fan of their interface. I love ConvertKit has an amazing interface. If you're not techie, it's very easy to understand. They have a lot of tools. And here's my caution. I know you don't like MailChimp. I've never used them, so I don't have any opinion. They do have the free tier, which is appealing. But here's the problem, because I was with a company called FeedBlitz for years, and I still they were actually way ahead of their time as far as like tagging and autoresponders, but the interface was horrible, right? So you had to really understand how all that worked to be able to use some of their features, which of course for me is a total nightmare. But what happened was whenever I decided to switch to Drip, which is who you and I both use now, it wasn't just moving over the list, right? That was the easy part. The hard part was moving over all of the sequences and campaigns that you create. So if you're creating, you know, multiple sequences to send out to people based on where they're signing up on your website, or if they're signing up for one lead magnet versus another lead magnet, moving that over is a huge pain in the butt. So for me, like if I was getting started today, I would probably start with a company like ConvertKit because they are cheaper than Drip. And that way I'm not having to move all that stuff over as well once I needed something more. And you're going to need something more for sure if you start with something like someone like MailChimp.
Yeah, and email providers will offer to move things for you also, but
I've never done that. I've done all that myself.
Yeah. So. The way I do it, they'd have to touch code though, and I would never let them touch the code.
So basically when we add all that up, we're definitely under $30 a month. Probably around 20. You can go super cheap and use a MailChimp. You can be basically free. But let's real quick just talk about the podcasting, because I know that is a little more expensive to get started.
It is, but not significantly more, actually. So you'll need like a podcast hosting, which is basically a place to store your audio files. And I believe that the cheapest plan is just $5 a month. for that. Okay. I use Libsyn. I think their cheapest plan is $5. I think I'm paying like $20 a month. And it just depends on how many episodes you plan on uploading in any given month, really. And then you probably need a decent mic. There's this, I can't remember the name right now. I think it's the ATR20, the Audio Technica. That mic, I believe, is $50 and it sounds great. Right now, Tony and I were using the Rode Podcaster mic, which I believe is $200.
Yeah.
And it sounds fantastic. You don't need a complicated setup, just as long as you're not using your onboard mic, so to speak.
Yeah, you don't want to use AirPods
right,
or something
exactly.
like that.
But that's pretty much it. Like the image, the audio editing that I do, I use Audacity, which is free. And I can't think of any other expense, actually. That's it.
Well, and you would obviously need the website to put the...
Sure. Yeah, this is assuming you have the WordPress website already.
So it's basically the additional $5 a month for Libsyn, if you choose to go that route, and then the initial upfront cost of a decent microphone, which you can start off with a beginner model, basically $50. Yeah. So not a ton more. And for YouTube, basically, there's as long as you have a phone.
I think audio is important for YouTube as well. So you can kind of double dip there and use the same mic maybe for your YouTube videos.
So yeah, but I think overall, let's just say to get started, we're looking at under $100.
Oh yeah, for all three, for sure, for sure.
So let's just like think about that for a second to build a business. For what other, like we joke, what other business can you start for $3 a month, right? But seriously, what business can you start for under $100? I mean, I'm thinking of even such like service-based businesses and things like that. I'm trying to like go through my head, like I'm thinking yard crew, right? Well, you can't start a yard business for under $100, right? You got to buy a mower and a weed whacker and an edger and whatever other tools they have. Even if you have a service business, you've probably got to pay for some form of advertising, business cards and things to promote yourself. There's really nothing out there that you can do for this cheap. So it's basically no risk to get started, which is what I
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. I can't think of anything else actually they can start for this cheap. So that was just like the basic bare bones plan that we just talked about, right?
Now we're going to open the ledgers. And
you want me to go first?
So I could just be
okay,
pathetic
so we already,
at the end.
No, I mean, we're not even going to talk about plugins here. We're just talking about like software, right?
Right.
The one thing that I use right now is a Facebook Messenger provider. So I use ManyChat for that. What that allows me to do, it's actually very similar to email. It allows me to build a subscriber list using Facebook Messenger. And I can actually send marketing messages directly to your Messenger inbox. And Messenger, Facebook just announced that that's going to all tie into like Instagram DMs and WhatsApp as well. And so it's just a more direct way of reaching a target customer or subscriber in this case.
And I think it's important to mention too that these are things that you need to be thinking about over time. When you're first starting out, you probably aren't going to be paying for ManyChat. So the nice thing about the things that we're going to talk about now are things that we started paying for once our blog was making
money. That's correct. But
so we were basically investing back
in our
business.
What's amazing about ManyChat is they're free. They have a free tier. And the free tier is actually pretty powerful. It actually almost does everything that the pro plan does, except you have the ManyChat branding on the stuff that you send. That's the main difference.
And I don't really think there's anything wrong with using those free tiers when you're just getting started.
I mean, that's what they're designed for, right? I mean, it's very clever on their part because they give you all the features and you end up implementing, it's like email, you implement flows, different sequences and that sort of thing. And before you know it, you can't really move out of there because you've invested so much time into the tool and then you pay.
Right.
Even then it's...
And then they
catch
exactly. you for life.
But even then it's not that expensive. I think I am paying like $50 a month with a whole bunch of subscribers, but it starts super cheap.
Yeah.
I want to say it's like, I don't know what their cheapest plan is actually. I'll look it up while you keep talking.
So I'll go with something that I feel is very vital to my business that I spend money on is that is my Tailwind account. And Tailwind is a service that allows you to schedule Pinterest pins. So basically, instead of just manually pinning content from your website, you can use Tailwind to schedule pins out months and months in advance. They don't really recommend doing it super far in advance, but I tend to schedule everything out for several weeks, once a week. So instead of spending 5 hours a week on Pinterest and pinning things, I'm spending under an hour a week because I use Tailwind. They have a lot of other features as well, and we'll probably have a whole podcast about what they can do at some point. But for me, it's well worth the time saved because I'm not And I don't have to think about it. That's the nice thing, right? It's not something that's in the back of my brain, then not allowing me to think about other things that I can do in my business. So for me, it's worth it. I think for a year of Tailwind, it's about $250. I don't know if they have a monthly plan. I'm sure that we can put all this in the show notes too, like what the costs are. But it's definitely in the mid 200 for the year. But for me, it's well worth it because I have the scheduling, the pins. They have really nice analytics, so you can see what boards are performing well, which Pinterest doesn't give you. They give you those analytics. It's a lot harder to find. And then the other thing is they have something called tribes, which is a way to get your content out by other creators. So it's just another way to boost your own content. And I think for me, that makes it worth it for the money, even though it is. I mean, it is, you know, it's, what would that be? Over $20 a month, right? So it's still not awful, but it's, you're like, your math is so off. I don't know what it is a month. It's money. It's money a month. But I think it's worth it because it frees up so much of my time every week and I can do other things.
So I just checked. ManyChat's only 10 bucks a month for the cheapest plan. So it's just like email. Actually, I use Messenger a lot like email. All right. Let's see. Yeah. What's next? Push notifications. I'm pretty sure you're not using these just yet, right? What push notifications are, it allows you to push a marketing message directly into someone's browser. And that's just really powerful. I'm sure you've seen these, right, Tony? Like you'll be surfing.
Yeah, all over your site.
And again, it's just like email and Messenger. It's just yet another way of bringing people back to your site.
It's funny, not to get off on a tangent of push notifications, but for some reason, push notifications really annoy me, but I'd rather you text me, which doesn't make any sense. But I'd rather get SMS notifications versus
that's interesting.
Push notifications. Huh. Yeah, I don't think that's the norm.
Okay, yeah. Like I don't like getting texts. Of content
I know.
On my phone for
yeah,
but incidentally I do use an SMS provider also, so you're seeing this pattern here. Like I'm trying to find every possible way of bringing people back to my site, whether it be through email, Messenger, push notifications, or SMS. I'm willing to pay for all those services because they work.
And SMS is basically you pay
per cent, that's
right,
correct.
So it's like a penny a
1 cent per person. And so
so that's nice because if you don't have a lot of people.
Well, even if you do, you know what I like about it is it forces you to prioritize who you actually want to send it to. And it ends up being pretty inexpensive because if you think about it, you know, a dollar for 100 people, it's not bad.
Yeah. See, your math was messed up too. Okay, so another thing that I pay for, it's kind of funny. I knew this about us, but I'm seeing this pattern emerge. Of the things that you pay for versus what I pay for. And the next thing I was going to talk about is paying for a like image creator or editing software. So something like Canva or PicMonkey. I think they're kind of interchangeable. But to me, that's another, since Pinterest is such a big part of my business, that's something that I'm willing to pay for because they make creating those pins and creating graphics in general for websites really easy. They have templates and as much as like you can upload your own color palette, so then you're not having to like redo all the stuff every time you want to create something. They have the capability to do video, right? So you can make video content, you can edit video content in there now. And those plans are anywhere between $10 and $12 a month to get started. I think there is a free tier for, or free trial for both of those as well. With no, they don't have any branding on it, but they each offer like a 2-week trial. So if you want to check them out and see if you like, their interfaces are different. It's kind of like whatever you think works best for you. But to me, that's really important to be able to just create graphics on the fly because it's so much a part of what I do with the blog.
I mean, graphics are an important part for me. My philosophy in general is I hate paying a monthly recurring fee.
I know.
I will always find a way to just maybe pay lump sum and have something for life. So this is why I just use Photoshop. I actually am not on the Photoshop subscription service. I literally got the last version where you could actually own the software, and it's more than powerful for everything that I need, and I don't pay anything.
I just, for me, Photoshop has never seemed, I think they ran a deal once where if you had a kid in school, you got it for really, really cheap. And so I signed one of my kids up without them knowing probably, and I had it for a year, and it was really, it was almost nothing. And I just found myself frustrated all the time with it. And I know that there's I think one thing that Adobe does really well is they provide a lot of tutorials and a lot of help. And I think if you're willing to invest the time, then they're super powerful. They're way more powerful than the other platforms. But now they don't have that lifetime thing, right?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you can get Photoshop Elements, which will do what you need. And that's still a one-time fee. It's like on sale. It's like $50 actually.
I thought you had to pay yearly.
Have to pay yearly for Photoshop Elements. You only have to pay for CS. But I can see the appeal because like I would not want Jen, for example, to use Photoshop. It's just powerful if you know how to use it. But if you don't, then you could easily get frustrated. It's just whether you want to invest the time. Really.
And it's good that you've used it to all of its capabilities with you just Photoshopping people's heads on other people's bodies.
I
mean,
I only use maybe 10% of the whole capability of it. And that's good enough, actually.
Well, I think that's true with a lot of tools, right? Most people do never use a tool to its full capability. You're probably the outlier in that.
Well, no,
if I have a use
case, that's when I learn something in depth.
Okay, so I know another thing that you spend money on.
What would I spend money on?
This is a big one. This is probably the biggest expense that you have outside of personnel.
Let me think of what that might... Therapy? Because of business partner? No?
That's only because you work with me. That's deductible. That's an HSA expense. No, remember you agonized over what to do with just a couple of months ago.
Oh, yes. You're talking
ago.
About
Ahrefs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So if you guys don't know what that tool is, it's basically an SEO tool that tells you, it's for keyword research really for Google. Basically, it tells you how many searches a keyword has, what keywords other sites are ranking for, how hard it is to rank for. Basically, if you do SEO, if you want to take SEO seriously, this is the tool to have. Problem is it starts out at $99 a month.
That's expensive. That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sat there agonizing over it for a while, mainly whether I wanted to pay for a year up front. And I've used, I think, every single SEO tool out there at this, almost every single SEO tool out there, the popular ones at least. And I like this one the best. And then I was talking to you and you were being really nice. I remember you're like, oh yeah, it is kind of expensive. But I think what you wanted to say to me was, dude, just pay the money.
Pay the money. Quit messaging me about this. It's a lot of money up front. But this is another thing to think about with most of these tools is that it's you almost always get a better deal if you pay for the year. And I know that sometimes is a hard amount to swallow. Like at $100 a month, that is a lot of money, right? You're talking over $1,000. But typically when you pay for the full year up front for any of these subscription models, they'll give you an extra couple months. They'll reduce the monthly price. So whether if you pay monthly, it's $7, but if you do for the year, it's $5, right? So they do something to incentivize you to pay for the year. It's kind of like a gym membership, right? Because they're hoping that most people don't use the tool. So I think if you're thinking about any of these subscription tools, if you can anyway pay for the year, it's going to be better. You're going to save money in the long run.
I think I'm beating you right now in terms of expenses. Do you have another tool that you pay for?
I don't. Well, I mean, we pay for Zoom, right? Like there's a few tools. But I think if you're starting a blog or an online site or even YouTube site, you probably don't need Zoom. If you're recording a podcast, there are tools that you might need to record the other person if you're having guests. But if it's just yourself, you wouldn't necessarily need that.
Yeah. I guess one other thing that I get is Camtasia. Like I produce a lot of tutorials. And so that tool comes in handy. And again, I'm trying to think. Like whenever I start something, I always try to pay like the bare minimum for it. And I think I ended up investing in Camtasia right off the bat because all the free stuff didn't work as well as I'd liked.
Well, and I think that's something that people should think about as well. There are a lot of – so let's take the SEO tool, right? There's a tool called Uber Suggest that Neil Patel created, and he has a free level on that tool. It is limited to how many searches you can do a day, but I think if you're just getting into SEO, like don't go spend $100 a month on Ahrefs. Or SEMrush is another one. They're not quite as expensive, but they're comparable to Ahrefs. But do go with Uber Suggest, right, for – the first couple months and see if this is something that you're going to continue before you invest. And I think that's what you and I both do is we try the free version or the free model for as long as we can. And then when we realize that the frustration level or the capabilities of that tool doesn't work well, then we move to something that's paid.
Absolutely. I don't think you pay for anything else. Is that right?
So, okay, a couple things that I do pay for. I am in two paid groups. So I'm in a Pinterest paid group and I'm in an e-commerce paid group. So I do pay for those groups.
What do you get out of those groups? I actually didn't even know they were paid.
Yeah, you absolutely did know they were paid. E-commerce Fuel is a paid group.
Oh, that's what you meant. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, like a membership group. Okay.
So I'm in that group. And then I'm in a paid Pinterest group. And the reason why I've been in ECF for a long time, you're the one who convinced me to join that one. I think the nice thing about certain paid groups, and this is by far not all paid groups, is that sometimes the reason for paying to be in a group is that it weeds out the people that don't care.
Right.
Right. And the people that aren't serious about it. So when you're in a paid group, like ECF's a good example, everyone in that group is like million plus now, right? Sellers. So the quality of the content in the group and the forum is really high. And basically, if I ever have a question, I know that I could go in that group and get it answered or learn. I mean, I learn stuff in that group all the time. Same thing with the Pinterest group. The people are in that group. Most of those people are actually paid Pinterest, like they work for someone else and their whole job is managing the account, right? So they're in Pinterest 9 hours a day. And so they have a really nice finger on, you know, what's going on Pinterest and the changes. And so if I see something happening in my account, the first thing I do is go in that paid group and do a search, and I get the answer within 15 right. seconds, you know, because it's already been talked about. So I do think that's worth it. Although I do know a lot of people who are in like 25 paid groups, and that's where it's a problem because you get excited, you join, and then you don't take advantage of it.
I don't think that these expenses are necessary per se, right? I mean, you can get by without them. Let's talk about different applications that we have. So Tony and I, we run a course, which is a membership site. And this is actually where I was like, okay, I am not paying for a monthly membership site so I could host my own course, nor do I want to give a percentage of my revenue, right? So the course that we run actually is pretty much free. So we use a plugin, a WordPress plugin called S2 Member. And that's just a very basic, even their free tier. We were actually using the free tier for a long time until you got upset with me for something.
Because it was limited how many groups of, you can put people in buckets based on what they've paid for. And the problem was we ran out of buckets. Like we could, so I was having to like manually keep track of people on a spreadsheet so that I knew
but
what
realistically,
bucket they belonged
into. Do you need
more
than four buckets? The only reason we upgraded was for the conference that we run.
Right. But what was funny about that is that I did that for probably 2 years. And then one day, just in a random conversation, you're like, oh, the paid version has 10 buckets. No, and I was like, hold up. I was like, and then I was like, well, and then I thought, well, it's probably super expensive. And that's why we didn't do it. And then you're like, it's a $99 one-time fee or something. And I lost my mind.
I didn't know that those buckets meant so much for you. But because with the course, we don't need 10 buckets, right?
No, you don't. And most people with the course would not need more than four.
For the course.
Yeah.
So the free plugin is good enough. And then payment processing is free, right? PayPal and Stripe, those are free, no monthly fee. And I mean, that plugin does it all. So you don't really need to pay for an external site to actually host your stuff. And we use Amazon S3 to actually host our videos, which does actually cost money, but it's very cheap.
It's very cheap. I think we pay less than $5 a month usually. For the hosting, and we have over 100 videos hosted on there right now. So that's a pretty significant number. I think the thing to remember too is that when you're first starting out, like this is our advice throughout this whole podcast. When you're first starting out, try the free tier, try to do without because you want to just maximize the money that you're making. And most of the time, the free tier or the free version is going to be good enough we didn't switch over to the paid version for 4 years with Seller
Summit. To be
honest,
that's the only feature we use of the paid version. No joke.
It's worth every
just the ability
freaking
for you to have
penny.
More buckets. Yes.
I get buckets. Yeah. That's all I care about. But I think that's important. And the other thing is, I will say with S2, you have done some chufuscious magic to make it work, I think. It's not, I mean, you have to have some knowledge
that's correct.
To work
let's,
that plugin,
let's,
right?
Let's talk about this, actually. There's a pain to savings threshold, right? For yours, your pain threshold is much, much lower. Like, if you have to think, then you're going to pay, right?
I feel like that's pretty harsh. If I have to think
is a strong term. If you have to type, like if you have to struggle with something for even a little bit, I think you're done. No?
I feel like that is aggressive.
If you have to struggle for something for a day, you're done.
Yes, day is definitely my threshold. Yeah.
Whereas for me, like, I actually enjoy that. Like if something is Not quite right. Like, I actually enjoy figuring it out if I think it's going to have long-term value. Like, if for this ST right. member thing, I was like, if I can figure this out, then I will never have to pay for the rest of my life for this class.
Right. Whereas, I think the problem in that, which I agree with you, but the problem in that is that there are things that you do because you understand them because of your background and what you did before that you have an understanding. Whereas to me, like, there can be problems that I don't even know how to, like, I don't even know what to search for to fix the
problem. Oh, no, I completely understand.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's where the pain point comes in. Because if I can find a tutorial on YouTube, which is where I typically go for tutorials, or to the knowledge base of the tool, right? I'm fine with going through that and implementing it. But when I don't even know what to look for, that's when my pain threshold is zero.
Yeah. You know, by the way, anyone who's listening, I'm going to pay for all these statements that I just made publicly after this is over. She's being nice right now.
He will be. Yes. It's podcast. It's podcast, Tony.
For me, I have a threshold too, Tony. I mean, if it's going to take me longer than, let's say, like a weekend to implement, I'm probably not going to do it. Unless I'm having fun doing it. How's that?
But here's the thing, like, so let's just talk about S2 member, right? Because that's a good example of a really, it's really a nice plugin, and it does everything you need it to do to create a membership or a course, right? Where stuff's behind a paywall, basically. But the thing is, if you can't figure that out, you can literally have people pay you money and drip out content in an email sequence.
That's correct.
And have a Facebook, a private Facebook group, right? You don't even need that. Like, obviously, I think the bigger your course becomes or the more complicated it becomes, then you invest in that technology. But if you're just getting started and you want to create some sort of membership or course, have people PayPal you the money and do it manually, or figure out a couple little integrations. Use Integromat, right? Use a couple integrations to make it happen. And then you're not even struggling with a lot of technology because you're delivering it in the easiest way possible, which
that's
I would
correct.
Do
just I mean, there's
email.
Always cheaper ways to do something. It's just what your pain threshold is going to be, right?
And that's, I think you've got to make it, it's almost like you got to make it a game. How cheap can I do this? What can I do to maximize? Because it's really cool. Like, this is the thing that I think, because you do an e-commerce course and you do a content course, right? And I think the cool thing is that when you hear about a blogger that makes $1 million a year, right? And we know we know lots of them, right? It's you can do it. It's kind of cool because you're like, they're bringing home like $950.
Yeah.
They don't have any expenses. Like, they probably have a VA or, you know, but like when you hear like, hey, I did $1 million, you're like, dang, that's a lot of money. When you hear an e-commerce make $1 million, you're like, oh, hopefully you made six figures.
Well, I,
you know,
I mean,
like,
that
that's
far,
what I think.
But the margins are a lot less. It's like,
but it's like, we know people with like 15% margin, right?
That's correct.
With e-commerce.
Yeah.
It's just knowing that you can do this so cheaply when you're doing the content side, and all that money is yours to invest, save, build something else.
For the most part, I would agree with you. There's actually people that do seven figures blogging that don't pull a profit either. Mainly it's because it's headcount, I think. I think with any business, you can fall in that trap. It's easier to do it with e-commerce, for sure.
So anyway, I think that's a cool thing about just the audience building, right? Is that there's so much opportunity to do things really cheap. A couple of things that you and I do pay for that I think is like really down the road for people, that's not something that you would ever think about in your first, well, we didn't do for years, is hiring people to help us.
Yeah, I have a VA in the Philippines that I pay, actually, I don't know how much she makes now, $700 a month, I think.
I have two VAs in the Philippines, but I share them because I don't really have full-time work for either of them. So I share them with a couple other bloggers, and that's always something you can do, and with a VA anywhere. And I think it took me a while to feel like a VA in the Philippines would work. But when I saw how much it costs based on paying someone in the States to do, like, there's certain jobs, like I have someone in the States doing Facebook for me, right? And I think that's important. But I've just been so impressed with the people we work with in the Philippines. I'll recommend it all day long.
Yeah, I mean, it pains me to say this, but I think every employee that I've ever interacted with in the Philippines are much better than anyone in the US that I've ever. Maybe it's because the people we hire in the US for Bumblebee in general, like the people that we've had that have come and gone, just the attitude is different.
Yeah, the culture. It's very, the Philippines just has an amazing culture when it comes to work ethic and loyalty. And I think when you're building an online business, that's actually really important. The girl that I share with our friend Andrea right now, who's basically my Swiss Army knife VA, she does a little bit of everything. I love her. Like, I've never met her. I mean, I've talked to her on video, but she just she's so positive and she takes initiative. She's just meticulous with, you know, keeping track of things, like to the point where I forget stuff and she reminds me, oh, did you forget about this that you said you were going to do 3 weeks ago? And I'm like, yeah, dang it. But yeah, I've just been really impressed. And that's something that neither of us did for years and years. And it's really just to improve our quality of life, right? It's something we've chosen to spend money on so that we have time to do other things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me to hire someone actually takes a lot of... And here's the reason. Like, it's not necessarily that... My hurdles is I just don't like dealing with people issues in general. It's not that I'm against hiring if, like, the person's great and they get the work done. It's just, to me, like, a machine will never complain. A machine always gets the job done. Whereas, you know, humans, they have other needs. So.
I don't know how you work with me.
It's because you're a machine.
But no, I mean, I agree with you, but I do think there comes a point in time, like for me with e-commerce, I realized that I just could not do my own customer service because I was so angry all the time with people. Because if you are in the e-commerce, or if you're in any sort of like retail world, the customer service part just sucks so bad. And it's hard not to take stuff personally. You know, I think I told you this, like I got an email once from someone who their product shipped incorrectly. And it was for their family member who had cancer. And she literally in the email told me that I must hate everybody with cancer, you know, because of something that happened with the mail. Like, it was totally out of my control. But I was so offended. Like, I got hurt. Like, my feelings were hurt over that. And that's when I realized, like, I can't do this job. I cannot be my own customer service because she ruined my day.
Very ironic, right? Because one of the reasons I worked with you with the event and stuff was that I thought you enjoyed all those people aspects of managing it.
I enjoy the people aspects. I tend to take things personally when people complain. Sure, you know that when people complain, I have a hard time separating the complaint from my own personal, like, you must hate me. And I realized with customer service, like I think part of it too comes from the fact that I was working so hard to build that business. And like, how dare anyone think I don't care about people with cancer, right? I would have sent them something free probably. I think there comes a point in your business when, and this is down the road, where you have to outsource the things that you just hate or you're not good at for your own quality of life.
I mean, I always look for a piece of software first. Before humans, like humans are like the last resort. Like I needed a video editor and I needed a podcast editor and she's been fantastic. But for everything else, if I can do it with code, I'll do it with code. You probably have a different philosophy, right? Yeah.
I do. I don't trust technology because technology always fails me.
Yeah. But I mean, isn't it better? Like if the technology is working though.
I don't know. I don't live in that world where technology works.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, let's be honest here. We are at the point where you actually told me that I needed to buy a computer that all I did was plug in the microphone to. Because stuff was breaking so much that you were like, you need to get a laptop and plug in the microphone and you are banned from touching it.
I've seen
the
way you treat your machine. There's stuff everywhere. You don't know where files are saved. You have a million tabs open. Yeah.
I do. That's how it's supposed to work, right? Come on. Yeah. So, okay, let's wrap it up. So, because I feel like I'm going to be exposed now. We need to
I was about to go on this long tangent.
I know.
All right, let's just talk bare minimum costs, right? $295.
Yeah.
Email marketing, free up to 2,000. Free. If you go with MailChimp, free up to like, I think 500 with ConvertKit. Yeah. So literally bare minimum, $3 with email. You can go really far with that. Yeah. You can go six figures just with that setup.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to be a little bit more on the email
side. That's correct.
Side,
sorry. But a little bit more on the email side. Yeah.
But you're making money. So it's,
right.
It works out.
Right. It should offset that.
Well, you and I both, basically that was our method. That's all we spent money on initially.
I mean, for me, it's mental. Like, I know that I can do this forever. Even if no money comes in, I can do this forever. That's the mentality I like to have.
That sounds like a terrible plan, though. But
I have at least I can outlast the next person.
So I think to get started, if you're thinking about it, kind of one of those things is it in the back of your head? Are you miserable in your job? Are you looking for something to start on the side, but you don't have a lot of money to start with? This is the way to go. This is so much better than doing a million other things that we can never think of, but cost money to get started.
I agree. Let's just go down the list here. Podcast, I think we said a mic would be $50 and then Libsyn would be like $5 a month, under $100. Yeah. YouTube channel is even cheaper. You can use your phone and maybe an external mic or just these cheap like little mics that you plug into your phone that are like $15.
Yeah, like the lapel mic. Those are $15 on Amazon.
Membership site, you can get by with S2 Member, which is free. Or you can use a service where they just take a portion of your revenues too. I think those, like, I think Teachable has a tier like that where it's free. I mean, basically, yeah. Bottom line, everything is super cheap, I guess, is our point, right?
Well, and don't get wrapped up in the bells and whistles of all the cool, because there are cool tools, right? But I say when you're getting started, don't get wrapped up in any of that. Do the bare minimum. It's enough to get you definitely through your first year or two of blogging and to get you really profitable before you think about spending money on other things.
I didn't spend money on anything outside of email until I was making at least six figures with my blog.
Yeah, I would say I was the same.
Once I started making money, I was a little bit more free with the wallet. Not really free, but I was willing to.
You're still not free.
I will never be honest. Never. It's just my personality, unfortunately.
But like, challenge yourself. How cheap can you do build
your business?
I can
backfire
right?
sometimes too, but don't you think?
If
this tool can really benefit your business and you're not willing to invest the money in it.
Well, I'm saying like when you're getting started, challenge yourself to learn and educate yourself on creating your website. It makes me sad when I hear about these people that pay all this money to like some designer. Yes. They're usually miserable. Challenge yourself to learn some of those basic skills, and because it's free, and then you'll be better off for it down the road, no matter what you decide to spend money on later on.
All right, well, there you have it. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, for more information about this episode, go to profitableaudience.com/podcast, where we list all of the tools and resources mentioned in our show notes.
And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. When you write us a review, it not only makes our day, but it helps keep this podcast up in the ranks so other people can use this information, find the show more easily, and get some awesome business advice.
Leaving a review is by far the best way to support the show. And please tell your friends, because the greatest compliment that you can give us is to provide a referral to someone else, either in person or to share it on the web.
And if you're interested in building your own profitable audience, subscribe to our free 6-day mini course, where we walk you through the exact steps needed to find your niche, build a website, grab email subscribers, and monetize your content. You can sign up at profitableaudience.com/free.
Thanks for listening.